Stepmother? Stepmother? There you... Wait. Why are you packing?
I'm leaving for Valinduk.
The capital? What in the eight has gotten into you?
I can't do this anymore, bastard. I can't. I need to be with my husband.
So you're just going to... Wait. Does this mean I'm in charge of Avonfell?
It does. So it better be still standing when I bring Will back. Don't be the first to let this place fall.
History will not know Amos White as the first to allow Havenfell to fall. My word is law.
We shall see. Don't let the hubris get to you, boy.
We shall see. Vera.
No, bastard. No more.
One last fuck, stepmother. Give my cock something to remember you by.
You make it sound so romantic.
Romance. That's something we've never shared. Nor will we.
Fine. But this is the last time. After this, I don't care if you tell your father.
No. Let's make it a good one, then.
No. No kissing. Just fuck me.
Fine. Your mouth is better at sucking.
No sucking. Just fuck me, you worthless bastard.
I hate you sometimes.
I hate you always.
Shut up. Wet already, of course.
The only thing I want to hear from you is groaning. Oh, fuck.
Yes. I'm gonna miss this cunt.
Then fuck it like it's the last time you will.
As you wish. Goddess. Fuck. Now, who am I gonna use when you're gone?
Why should I care?
Fuck you, stepmother. Get the hell out of my fortress.
As you wish, Lord of Havenfell.
My goddess, Valinduk is bigger than I could imagine.
Most beautiful city in all eight kingdoms. And now even more beautiful with you here.
Oh, my prince. How will I ever get used to it here?
Look up there, that high tower on the right spire. See the window?
Yes, I see it.
That's all yours. You'll live there from now.
Thank you, Prince Edgar. You are too kind.
I'm as kind as I need to be. You're a proper princess now. Luxury awaits.
It's been donkey's years, eh, Will?
Ever since you ended the war.
Him? I was the one who ended it.
It was a cowardly end, Blackmoor. Even though King Velaris was my enemy and a plague upon the land, he didn't deserve a blade in the back.
Is that truly what you think, King Everett? Would you not have done the same?
Never.
What's done is done. Let us hone the present.
Indeed. And a great future.
Hear, hear.
Open the gates! King Mandragon returns!
I have things to attend to. Willard, you continue on to the King's Council. The meeting should be starting soon.
Oh, I'm a king.
Do you believe what I did was wrong, Lord Knight? Tell me you wouldn't have done the same in my position.
Running a man through from behind while pretending to be his ally and protector? No, not even to my worst enemies.
Then you are a fool who would see the world burn. The greater good was my only thought, even if it meant putting that fat, whoring oaf on the throne.
Be careful what you say aloud, Sir Cassius Blackmore. The next blade may be in your bag.
I have city guard duties to address. Knight.
King Killer.
Father.
Ah, Selina. What do you think of the grandest city in all the land?
It's so big.
Nothing like Havenfell, huh?
The heat is almost unbearable. I kind of miss the cold.
You'll get used to it, girl. I must be off to meet the King's Council.
I shall make sure she settles in, Lord Knight.
Thank you, my prince. I'm glad my daughter is in such good hands.
Your daughter is a princess now. All hands will be good for her.
Good. We'll talk later, Selina.
Goodbye, Father.
Sister? Sister! Emily. There you are, sister. Care to explain yourself?
Brother?
Why are these guards, these cunts, standing at your door, stopping me from entering?
But Sal Zerkwi said—
She is not your master. I am. The rightful ruler of the Ferrum throne. They cannot bar me from seeing my blood.
I'm sorry, brother, but I won't be spoken to like this anymore.
What did you just say to me?
I will not.
You whore. You useless cunt. This is supposed to be about me taking back the land and throne that was ripped away when Father was murdered by those traitorous blackmores.
No, please.
Stop. You. This is your fault. Your army is mine to command in the War for Valenduke.
Wrong. It is for Caselli, the true queen of the Otherland.
I was here first. I gave you my sister, a princess, for your queer pleasure. This Caselli can fuck off.
Brother, I'm Caselli.
Wait, what?
Bow down to your queen, boy.
I will never.
Bow before the might of your Caselli, for her power is greater than yours has ever and will ever be. She is absolute. She is omnipotent. She will take back her other land with the flame of 1,000 dragons.
Sister, Emily, please.
Bow, brother, for I will bow before you no more.
You traitor. Father will turn in his grave.
Father was mad, as are you. The other land needs a woman later. No, Dathnari, I will be King Caselli Valyris.
Oh, indeed. Other land will burn. Your great city will burn, and from it will rise a great new empire. But until then, boy, you will be punished for daring to even touch the Caselli.
You will regret touching me, savage. My word is law.
Does your brother not have the prettiest little mouth, Caselli?
I
wonder how many mouths he has used over the years for his pleasure. Is it not time to return the favor?
Sal Zerkwi, is this right?
Caselli, did he ever use you for his pleasure?
Well...
I use her like the good little fuckhole she is. Seems I didn't fuck her hard enough to knock some sense into her.
I see. Did you want your brother like that, Caselli?
Never. It made me sick. It made me wish for death.
Well, how would you like to fuck him back?
But how? I do not have a... manhood.
like you.
Before we had evolved into what we are now, we devised tools to help in our pleasure. We no longer wanted men, so we had to be creative. Here, strap this around your hips.
Goddess, you would use these on each other?
It was temporary until our bodies and spirits transcended gender, and we became true beings of the earth.
It's so big.
No, don't you dare, Emily.
Oh? Did you stop when I cried and begged you?
It's different for women.
See, Caselli? All he knows and allows is the pleasure of man. To him, women have nothing in this world. They are toys to be used, mothers to be bred, hunks of meat to take one's rage out on. There it is. Use your brand new cock to fuck this tight little hole, Caselli.
No!
Relax, boy. The more you resist, the harder it will be for you.
Emily, if you do this, you are dead. The Royal Valeris blood will no longer flow through your veins. I will watch it all drain away from your body, and that will be your punishment.
Shh, 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 brother. It's time to take my cock.
So tight. Never had a cock in your ass, boy?
No, never. It's foul. Sick. Fuck.
Deeper, Caselli. Stretch him as wide as you can. Better so that my cock can fit.
You're gonna fuck him?
Oh, yes. What do you think of my manhood, little king?
What? No. Ow.
We are Dothnari.
I'm fully inside him.
How does that feel, boy?
Pain and humiliation beyond anything you've ever felt.
Oh, then why is your little man cock so erect?
No.
You like it, brother?
No. I hate it.
Liar. You could blow at any moment. Caselli. Why don't you let me take over? A real cock will feel a lot better inside you.
No, please don't.
There. All ready for you, Selzerquake.
Perfect. Stretched him good for me. I should fit now.
No, don't shove that abomination inside me.
Do not beg. It will not stop me.
I wish I knew what it felt like to have a cough.
Be jealous, Caselli. Nothing feels better than a tight asshole wrapped around one's cock. Isn't that right, boy?
His cock is trembling.
Oh, ready to come, boy? Let's come together.
I'm gonna...
To get used to this, shamed prince. This is your life now. A fuck toy for us to use as we please.
Oh, brother. I wish it didn't have to come to this.
Liar.
Ah, well, good Lord Knight.
Or should we say Lord Arm of the King?
Please, I'm not one to fancy over titles. I'm here to help King Mandragon as best I can.
How noble and pure of you, Willard Knight.
Don't worry about her, my lord. Rhysothora is an honor to you when it comes to eunuchs.
A eunuch and a woman. You hail from Syar?
A land I both love and hate.
And yet, here she is, sitting on the King's Council, helping to shape the future of Valanduk. How was the journey, my lord? I hope my brother was not a bother. Who am I kidding? We all know the King.
About as well as you can expect. The King doesn't attend these meetings?
He has better things to do.
If you consider plowing the twats of every whore in town better, then yes.
Do you think that Everett does not care about the people or the kingdoms? He fought hard to dethrone the Batty King. He did what no one else could. Does he not deserve some leniency?
No. He wanted this kingdom, this power, the crown. He should be here doing what he needs to do to ensure the crown stays upon his head. That's a king's duty.
What a head it is.
You speak for the king now. You're his voice, his reason.
So be it. Then what needs to be done to continue the glory of Valanduk?
First, may I ask, how is Vera?
My wife is well, Petra Lishbe. And that's all I will speak of it to you.
Ah, yes. The love triangle that spans back since your youths.
How do you...
Being master of spies grants me many avenues of knowledge.
I know it was years ago we both lusted after the fine lady, but you did come out on top. I respect Vera's decision.
Enough. Let us begin the business we gathered here for.
Very well. The thing is, my lord, the crown has no money.
You can't be serious.
We've had to borrow a lot from the Blackmoors.
Oh, goddesses.
And yet, the king insists on throwing a tournament in your honor.
We cannot afford it. Tell him no.
I am afraid the king doesn't like being told no.
I will tell him myself.
Then yours shall be the shortest reign as arm of the king. I will start scrawling a letter to your wife of your passing.
This is not a joke, Master of Spies. How long can we continue on like this until the Blackmoors want what they lent us back? Would you like to see the Black Guard swarm over the city, killing any in the way?
This is why you are here, Lord Knight, to help figure out this most dire situation.
Very well. Let's begin.
Wow, it's so big.
Oh, this is nothing, my lady.
I could never imagine having a room this big.
But you do. This is your room, in a sense. This is the room where you will be trained and transformed into a good little princess, who will be a master of pleasuring the prince. But don't think of yourself as a whore. Oh, no, no. No common man could afford you.
I'm just a whore?
Well, yes. But only for me. And you get to live in luxury in the grandest castle in all Eastros.
I want to see my father.
He's arm of the king now. He will be too busy for you. And you're too busy for him.
So this is my life now? Being stuck in this room, learning to please you?
There is no greater honor. Mouths are not for singing, my lady. Let me show you what they are for.
My prince, it's so hard already.
And again, you should be honored. The speed of my erection is a compliment to your beauty.
Thank you.
Now, show me what you know of sucking cock.
I... Yes, my prince.
That's it.
I've never...
What are these boys up in heaven fall doing? You should have sucked plenty of cock by now.
The boys were all afeard of father.
I see. Well, I'm not as afeard of him. This is how it's done. Yes, that's it. That feels wonderful. Don't struggle. It will only make it worse. That's the bare minimum. I'll have a lot to give you, my lady. So you better love it. Or do your best to pretend to love it.
Yes, my prince.
Good girl. Now go wash. You should be clean at the dinner table. There will be a big feast tonight, celebrating my father's return. Yours will also be honored as the new arm of the king.
Yes.
Oh, my queen. Welcome.
Lord Knight. How are you settling in here at Valandu Castle?
It's a lovely city, my queen. Just as I remember it.
Good to hear. Why are you here, Lord Knight?
Because my king asked me to become his arm. How could I refuse?
Oh? So the king commands and you obey.
There is no choice with that man. Had I said no, he would have punished me.
Never! He wants you here because he no longer trusts those around him, and rightly so.
What do you know?
I know that if you do not listen to me and do as I say, your innocent little Selena will surely come into harm's way.
You dare threaten my daughter?
Do you feel threatened?
No Blackmore could threaten me.
I've heard from many a source that the knights are simply fantastic lovers.
What?
I know all about you and your sexual appetite. Your dear old friend, King Everett, told me all about how you both used to whore out during your youth and then during the war. He's quite the chatty old woman once he has a belly full of wine.
Not much has changed, then.
So, my lord, you just sit right there.
What are you... off my lap.
Don't you want to fuck a queen? I bet a young Willard would have been more than willing.
My queen, no.
Yes, Lord Knight. If you want your daughter safe while my son teaches her how to be a proper lady, then you will fuck me.
I cannot.
If you want your family back at Havenfell safe, then you will take out that cock and allow me to slide right down on it.
Vera!
Oh, hush, Lord Knight. You've fucked behind her back before. Remember your bastard, Amos White.
That was a long time ago. I'd like to think I've become a better man.
There are no better men in Valanduke. Well, one, but he will remain nameless. Now, the lives of your blood or my royal wet cunt wrapped around your warrior cock.
This isn't right. I swore upon my blade this life was over.
What a fine blade it is. My pussy weeps for you, Lord Knight.
Please, no.
By the eight fucking goddesses, yes!
How are you so tired?
So you've witnessed the girth of the king.
Many times, unfortunately.
Is the lady knight as tight as me?
I will not speak of my wife or your rape in me.
Rape? I do not have a blade to your throat.
No. It's pressing against my daughter's throat.
Yes, Lord Knight. You fill me to perfection.
Stop. Please, my queen. Oh,
only one man gets to come inside me. And it's not the king. I'll tell you that much.
Then what?
The Lady Knight is a lucky woman to receive loads so thick.
I must insist that you leave now, my queen. I have much business.
As you wish, Lord Knight, arm of the king. But I shall return and get more of what I want. Remember, your daughter's life is in my hands. Obey, and all will be well.
Ha! My favorite place in all the Eight Kingdoms.
Ah, my king, so good to see you back safe in Valenduk. I pray your trip to Havenfell was pleasant.
As pleasant as getting a raw ass from riding all that way can be, and dog's balls is it cold up there. I don't know how Willard can do it. The Lady Knight must be a good comfort at night, eh, Petra?
Let us not speak of that. It's all about your pleasure while you're here. Shall I summon your favorite?
It appears you know me too well.
As is my job.
My king, your return.
I couldn't leave my favorite whore for too long. I miss the feel of your perfect cunt squeezing tight around my cock, milking me for all my heavy balls hold.
And I missed that big, thick king cock, stretching my pussy out so good, filling me up with your royal seed.
You've got quite the way with words, girl.
Anything else you need, Mikey?
I'm in the mood for more girls. Got any friends, Valeria?
There may be a few.
Off you go, then. Gather them up.
You've quite the appetite, my king.
Are you saying I'm fat?
No, of course not, your majesty.
Stop your groveling, woman. I know I'm a big man, and yes, my appetite is huge. Now leave. Make sure my men are aware that no one enters once the girls enter.
Yes, my king.
Ah, there you are. I see you found some friends.
This young beauty is Messalina.
My king, such manliness before us.
Young indeed.
And this buxom woman is Aisha.
Val here tells us all about how kingly your cock is, your majesty.
Oh, does she now? Well, why don't you help me get these pants off and you can begin your service.
Lord White! Lord White!
Yes? Enter.
My lord! We found a suspicious woman locking within the fortress walls.
Oh, an intruder in my fortress. How dare she? Bring her before me.
Bring her! Who's carrying this, my lord?
Well, This rather resembles Havenfell steel. And it's mighty worn. Not the blade of a commoner, either. Who did you steal this off, woman?
It was given to me.
By a thief?
No. By Lord Willard Knight.
Why would my father give a dirty tramp his blade?
Because I'm your mother, boy.